So we're leaving the floor of the Brixton Academy, having sat through over 2 hours of the People's Question Time with various members of the London Assembly, and of course, at its forefront as ever, Boris Johnson. So it was an open platform, it was a ticket-only event, although the ticket availability was fairly easy to come by. There's a crowd of almost 3,000 people here to quiz the mayor on various issues. It was quite a frustrating evening. It was set into chunks of certain areas. So we had topics such as, first of all, we had safety on the streets of London, and then the environment, transport in 2012, and then a very, very brief and condensed any other business. Now, I did enjoy it. There was a few times where the Brixton mob, it's not really the mob, no, it's some individuals, gave Brixton a very, very bad name, and it got really out of hand. Certain hecklers were asked to be, were removed by security, and things were thrown from the floor at the stage, and that got a bit aggressive. But that was just a small moment. I think in general the crowd here was very well behaved. But in terms of actually democracy and participation, well, I had my questions in mind, but it was just so physically difficult to actually put a question across. There was various representatives with the microphones, and you had to raise your hand for a question, and then you were sitting in a certain block, and if you're in block three, the block three microphone person might come over and have the mic to you. But it was just so hard, really, really, to put the questions over. It was totally, totally random. Thankfully, Jenny Jones from the London Assembly got my main question across, which was about 8 out of 10 fatalities for London cyclists in the past year have been caused at the hands of HGV vehicles. And the Met Police data suggests that since 2005, over 70% of lorries tested have proven to be defective. Yet Boris has decided to cut the Met's lorry safety testing scheme. So I was trying to put that question over. I got very, very frustrated. And then, in times of need, in steps a friendly Green candidate or a London Assembly member. I just put the question over, and Boris kind of did a bit of a hair ruffle and said, cripes. And my other question was going to be, when can we see the 159 bus back on the streets of Brixton? And that was an AOB question at the end.
Routemaster,
I'm being corrected by Dr. Anna. Maybe it's a good job I didn't actually ask the question. But yeah, so that wasn't really put over. So yes, I think it was worth it. You know what, it's very hard to have any feelings against the man, apart from that he's a Tory. And he's not the kind of character or the kind of background that I'm likely to encounter in my everyday life. But then at the end, you know, it was okay, we finished now, we've got a 9 o'clock curfew, the stage disappeared. I suppose really he is the star draw. It could have been so easy for Boris to simply disappear, get his chauffeur driven cab back, put his feet up and say, yeah, well, I've done it, I've been to Brixton. But he hung around and he's still there now. He's on the stage, doing a bit of a meet and greet, shaking hands. There's like a genuine kind of rock star thing going off at the Academy. But also, you know, he's answering questions. So people are there and are kind of giving a real soapbox heckling session, saying, what about this? Here's my issue. And he's there trying to, you know, he's taking contact numbers and names, and he is actually showing some interest. So I think in terms of a politician, I think he is learning a lot about how to manage in London. I wouldn't say I'd vote for him, for his policies, but yeah, I think he did quite a good job here this evening. Right, a brisk walk back down Stockwell Road, and I'm going to blog a bit more later on about what's been going off. I've got some photos to put up, which shows Boris in a comical moment. And that was a worthwhile evening.